Step into modern luxury at Langham in Grandview. Your boutique, studio plus suite awaits with a premium kitchen, spa-inspired bathroom, and elevated finishes throughout. Just steps from your door, lounge poolside in a private cabana, unwind in the hydrotherapy spa, perfect your swing with virtual golf simulators, or visit the fitness center for a Peloton ride. Availability at Langham is limited. Reserve your studio plus suite today at livepreferred.com.
CBS Eye on the World. I'm John Batchelor. Behind the Black, Bob Zimmerman is here. He's also the biographer of Universe in a Mirror, which is the story of Hubble. Hubble is now troubled, but Bob, one gyro mode for Hubble. What does that mean?
You have three dimensions in space. And so usually with gyroscopes or any kind of control systems, you want to have three so you can control all three dimensions. And Hubble started out with six gyroscopes when it was first launched. They've replaced them multiple times on the maintenance missions. In 2009, they put a whole new set in. That set has been working since then, which is 15 years ago. And of those six gyros, three had failed. And they now had problems with a fourth. And when the fourth one failed, the decision would be with only two left, they would go to what they call one gyro mode, which means they reserve one gyro in keep it in reserve, don't use it, and they use only one gyro to point the telescope, which from my perspective was going to mean we're not going to get good images anymore. How do you point this accurately in that situation? So Hubble, a week after they started one gyro mode, they released an image, which I posted on Behind the Black, of the first image from Hubble after going to one gyro mode. And I have to admit that my pessimism appeared to be wrong. This is a pretty good image. And in fact, I purposely highlight in the image I post a tiny galaxy in the background at full resolution to show how good the sharpness of the image is relatively. And so this is good news. This does appear that at least we're going to get sharp images from Hubble. We're going to get about 25% less science from the telescope because it takes longer to point the thing with one gyro and get longer to take images precisely. And so there's less data that's going to come down from the telescope, but at least the images have the potential to be sharp. We'll get fewer of them, but at least they'll be sharp. All this really tells me is the astronomical community should get its act together and start developing large optical telescopes into space, because Hubble's shown the potential there, and they just haven't taken advantage of it. It's really a shame that the Western astronomers have just not pushed for more optical telescopes in orbit.
Bob, what about the rescue mission? What is the status?
There is no news on this. I mean, NASA is reluctant to do a private rescue mission. But as I've said many times, once Gerard Isaacman does his spacewalk from a Dragon capsule and does it successfully, assuming that's a success, the idea of considering a private rescue mission will become discussed again.
And the rescue mission, I want to make sure, could it restore it to just like new?
Well, what it could do is it could put on two new gyros at least and give it three gyros again.
So
with some backup. It could do that. There's a potential of it. That would be the idea. You wouldn't replace the gyros on board that aren't working. You would attach them to the outside of the telescope and they would then give you three gyros again. The other thing is you could also lift the orbit to keep it in space for a longer period of time. That would be the plan.
So there are things that can be done. It's not one way to failure. There are rescue methods.
This telescope is a telescope. I say in the Universe in a Mirror, I point out that this is a telescope that won't die. People have been trying to kill this telescope since the day it was proposed back in the late 40s, and it keeps coming back to life. And so this is just another example. NASA's been talking about deorbit missions for years, and yet all that's ever happened is another repair mission gets launched. And so let's not throw in the towel yet.
What is a quiet galaxy?
All right. Well, actually, the real question is, John, what is an active galaxy or a blazar? Because most galaxies are relatively quiet. An active or energetic galaxy is one that at its nucleus, at its center, a lot of high-energy radiation comes out, X-rays, gamma rays, a lot of power, radio waves. You get a lot of energy there, and it's coming from the supermassive black hole at the center of the galaxy, which is likely eating a lot of material around it. And so you have some galaxies, but not most, are AGNs, active galactic nuclei or blazars, but most are quiet. And what has happened is scientists have found a galaxy that went from being quiet to active for the first time. This is the first time they've seen such a change, which means the super black hole in its center has suddenly decided to become active and energetic and pour out energy. They see energy bursts from the quiet galaxies periodically, but what usually happens is they quiet down again. But this galaxy has been producing this energy now for about 4 years, so it's definitely become an active galactic nuclei, an AGN. What's interesting about this from our perspective is that our galaxy super black hole is a quiet one. And so if it becomes very, very energetic for long periods of time, that could impact the entire galaxy with the radiation that it puts out. And so this is important data to try to figure out why this galaxy went from quiet to active.
The ostentatious scene in Hollywood when they hold up a bottle and say, 1839, an excellent year. How about this one, Bob, a 2,000-year-old wine? Did they hold it up?
Yeah, they found in a Roman tomb some urns with bones in them that were immersed in a liquid. And they did testing, and they determined that wine was probably white wine. Whether it's drinkable or not is not clear. No one has tasted it because you got ashes and bones in it. But that's the case, John.
And finally, Martian landslides. Did we learn anything?
This is just an indication of how Mars is an alien planet, John. The landslides are strange. That's the main thing.
Bob Zimmerman, he keeps the website Behind the Black. I'm John Batchelor.
You're listening to CBS Eye on the World with John Batchelor.
Step into modern luxury at Langham in Grandview. Your boutique, studio plus suite awaits with a premium kitchen, spa-inspired bathroom, and elevated finishes throughout. Just steps from your door, lounge poolside in a private cabana, unwind in the hydrotherapy spa, perfect your swing with virtual golf simulators, or visit the fitness center for a Peloton ride. Availability at Langham is limited. Reserve your studio plus suite today at livepreferred.com.
You have 5 new messages.
Hey, Carl, it's Jen from Finance. Could you submit your expenses this week?
Hey, Carl, happy Friday. It's Jen, Finance. Just need those receipts today.
Me again, Carl. Really need those receipts, like last week. Please just tell me where they are. Are you by your desk right now?
Finance teams, you shouldn't be chasing down Carl or anyone else. With Ramp, expenses are sent with a text and reminders happen automatically. Switch your business to ramp.com today and love finance again.